It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
God's Word is clear. The Bible is clear when it speaks to people. And that's why the Bible was given to us, that God could speak to people in this world. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 11 speaks to the heart of those individuals, that's us, who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, when he says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." Now, we were once part of the unsaved crowd. That's those people who work the works of darkness. Those people are in darkness. You see, we were once part of that crowd, and this crowd that I'm speaking of, they still continue to walk in darkness. Maybe you have friends who have not gotten saved, and they're still in that crowd. They're doing the things that God says is wrong for a person to do. Well, they're still doing that. Well, you and I, who have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, are not to partake of so-called social activities that are nothing more than an affront and outrage and disrespect to God. Now, I'm going to name a couple of things here that we need to be aware of. We need to be on guard, to guard not only from the influence of the devil, but we need to guard against our testimony of being misinterpreted, or our testimony being in line with what the devil wants us to be. And he wants us Christians, he wants Christians to walk in darkness as we once did when we were unsaved. Well, we're not to be with that crowd who are in darkness today, but we're to do what God wants us to do. Now, there's activities as what some call a social drink. This means drinking of alcohol. The Bible is explicit when it comes to drinking any form of intoxicating liquor. Now, some people would say what I'm getting ready to talk about, a couple of things here, that I'm meddling. Well, the Bible tells me in verse 11 of Ephesians 5, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." And that's what I'm doing right now. Social drinking is wrong. Proverbs 23:31 says, "Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright." That means it's fermented. It's ungodly to drink this stuff. Isaiah 5:11 says, "Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them." They're drunk. Isaiah 5:20, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." And then in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 22, "Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink." Now, those organizations, and I don't call them a church, I call them an organization. Well, they, in a sense, they're a church. They've been called out. They've been called out by the devil to do the devil's work. Those churches that teach that you're to take the Lord's communion, his supper, by an intoxicating drink, by drinking alcohol, by drinking wine that is fermented, that is from the pit of hell. The Bible is explicit when it says to stay away from it. Don't even look at it. Stay away. And you may be thinking, well, what's wrong with having a good time, a little fun with friends? What's wrong with a get-together with my neighbors to have just a few social drinks? Well, here's what God says is wrong when you join other individuals for just a little fun. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 15 says, "Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that putteth thy bottle to him, and makest him drunken also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness." You say, well, I may have a social drink, I don't get drunk. Well, you may be trying to get some people to believe that, but I don't believe it for one minute. You need to get your head out of the sand and get it into the book. get into the Word of God and understand that drinking is wrong. Studies have shown that when alcohol is ingested, the inhibition or hang-up, shall we say, of not doing wrong is greatly reduced. Well, what does that mean? It means that people who ordinarily stand for the right give in to the wrong. And many marriages have broken because of making bad decisions after a steady diet of socialized get-togethers where little sin is recognized as just a little fun. Now, the idea of just one little drink, a drink in moderation, does no harm, is a lie from the pit of hell. One drink leads to another. Just because a preacher says drinking is wrong, should a person stop drinking? The answer is no. Not to drink alcohol is not wrong just because a preacher says so. It is wrong because God says so. And let me mention something else that causes many families to lose sight of the power of God for provision. We sometimes want to jump ahead of God. Some have learned that God can and does take care of them. God provides for His own. He takes care of us. When we see the gasoline prices soar, when we see the price of food soar, when we see the price of everything go out of sight, we still have the God who's in the heaven, who is the God on His throne. He's our Heavenly Father, and He's given us the knowledge of knowing in His Word that if He could take care of a little sparrow, how much more does He care for us? He can take care of us. We don't have to wring our hands and wondering, where's my next meal coming from? We just need to say, God, I'm ready for my next meal. God, I'm ready for You to show me that You're still on the throne and I'm trusting You. We don't have to wring our hands wondering how in the world we're going to make it because we're children of God. But many people today want to jump ahead of God. Some have learned that God can and does take care of them, but being greedy humans, we seem to want more and more. Humans, whether you have noticed or not, are by nature greedy. And this brings up something else besides social drink that is a snare of the devil. State lotteries. State lotteries have become one of the biggest scams that has ever been thought up by the devil. The idea of winning huge sums of money has led many a family to ruin. I've noticed lately on some of these billboards, signboards, whatever you want to call them, the advertisements on the side of the road, I've noticed that some of the lawyers, attorneys, have placed big signs up there and said, so-and-so won me millions of dollars. So-and-so won me millions of dollars. So-and-so won me millions. It's like a game. It's like gambling. It's like winning something for nothing. These people fall for that as well as they fall for the state lotteries. State lotteries have nearly doubled in size over the past two decades, driving a multi-billion dollar wealth transfer from low-income U.S. communities to powerful multinational companies. Now, we see these things as once rare, and lotteries are now operating in all but five U.S. states as I speak. Lottery ticket sales have grown from $47 billion to $82 billion and more since 2005, according to one study. People's losses fund governmental programs and enrich others. Don't kid yourself when you think that they tell you they're going to put so much into education. They're going to fund education. They're not doing that. There's programs that enrich others, including Canadian private equity billionaires and a Japanese convenience store conglomerate. God help us. God help the people that fall prey to these ungodly people who are doing this. Some will say, what about those who win after buying a ticket? Well, I ask, how much have they lost? Some end up not only losing money, many end up losing their family. Some Christians would never think about going to the dog or horse track to bet on racing. And some Christians would never enter a casino or gamble or to even be in that atmosphere yet they will gamble on hitting it big by buying a lottery ticket. What's the big deal, they say? I'll tell you the big deal. It's against God's word. Gambling is wrong. And these people who encourage people to gamble by buying a lottery ticket or any form of gambling are in danger, according to the word of God. Proverbs 21 and verse 6 says, the getting of treasures, and this is gambling, by a lying tongue, and this is those who promote gambling, is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. The word death in Proverbs 21 and verse 6 means separation. And those who mislead people into the vice of gambling, I believe, can hurry their physical death by leading people astray. Those who lead people into the vice of gambling, I believe, are also in danger of dying an eternal death in the lake of fire. Revelation 21:27 says, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything." This is in God's heaven, in the millennial reign of Christ, in God's heaven. Anything that defileth neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Notice what happens to those who lie and who do things that's wrong in this life, and according to Revelation 21:27, the lake of fire. I believe those who lie to people about getting great sums of money by gambling are in great danger of losing their soul and going to the lake of fire. That is, unless they get saved, at which time their name will be written in the Lamb's book of life. Well, P.T. Barnum, I think, hit it on the head. P.T. Barnum described people. P.T. Barnum said, "There is a sucker born every minute. Never give a sucker an even break." And states that sell lottery chances are evidently familiar with the words of P.T. Barnum. Well, why do people get involved in buying lottery tickets or participate in any other form of gambling? 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10 tells us why gullible people get suckered into gambling. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." I'm not only speaking to those people who are unsaved, who are squandering their money away on nothing, on something the devil has contrived. I'm speaking to saved people who think it's all right to buy a lottery ticket, to go to the dog track, to bet on horses or dogs. I'm speaking to the saved people and telling you that, according to the word of God, I am to reprove you and tell you that you're wrong and that you're doing things contrary to what God says. And why are you doing it? For the love of money. It says they have erred. You've erred from the faith and pierced yourself through with many sorrows. God wants you to be happy as the saved person. He wants you to know Him fully. He wants you to depend upon Him for your living. He wants you to depend upon Him for the things you need in this life, not upon man's ways of suckering you in to losing your money that you work for, that God has allowed you to have the health to earn. God help us to depend upon the Lord fully for this life and, of course, for the eternal life that He gives us by trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Listen to God for guidance. We are to follow the precepts, the principles, the teaching of God. And when temptation has been placed before us by the wicked, we are not to err from the precepts of God. God help you to stand for Him today.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.